Foxconn is the subject of what could be a contentious gathering Wednesday evening in Racine County. The LCD manufacturing facility will require loads of water for its production process. That's the subject of a public hearing in Sturtevant. The Racine Water Utility wants to extend service to Foxconn. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz explains the issues that complicate that water deal.
Foxconn's massive campus will be located where I-94 and Highway 11 intersect. The site falls within the village of Mount Pleasant, which happens to straddle two huge water basins, which makes Racine's water request thornier. In order to deliver water to Foxconn, the water utility would pipe Lake Michigan water from the Great Lakes Basin across Racine County into the Mississippi River Basin that eventually drains into the Gulf of Mexico. Keith Haas manages both ends of Racine's water system. Just north of downtown, the utility pumps in Lake Michigan water, treats, and sends it off to customers through a series of mains and service pipes. South of downtown, other pipes return wastewater to Racine's treatment plant.
This is what it looks like as it's coming in. It's kind of grayish water. A lot of it comes in pipes underground to this location. And then a rake mechanism and a trash rack collects particles.
The water moves through an intricate system, including clarification ponds and ultraviolet disinfection. Nearly 24 hours later, the treated H2O, called effluent, cascades back into Lake Michigan. Haas is confident the lake will not suffer by adding Foxconn's LCD screen factory to the Racine Water Utility's customer base. On the supply side, he says the utility could deliver up to 60 million gallons a day. Right now, the system doles out only about a third of that on its busiest water use day. If Racine supplies Foxconn with water, it will join more than three dozen industrial customers. Haas says each is unique. One's wastewater might be loaded with zinc, another with high levels of copper. Each industry must meet unique regulations.
So there's a parameter in our ordinances and in state statutes and in federal law that says what they have to get it down to before they can discharge it to the sewer system.
Haas says the industries must treat their wastewater to meet standards before sending it to the city's treatment plant.
So then we sample them periodically, most people twice a year, Johnson's Wax every day, probably Foxconn every day, and then we analyze that and see if they're meeting their standard.
On one hand, Haas says Foxconn will be treated like any other industrial customer, but he acknowledges the Taiwanese manufacturing giant represents a new breed of manufacturer.
Since this is the first glass plant of its kind in this country, we don't have a rule specifically for that. But we have one for electroplating and electrical manufacturing, and somewhere in between, they'll use those standards to then apply Foxconn.
Biologist Tim Ellinger worries about the environmental uncertainties presented by Foxconn's manufacturing methods.
Because you have all kinds of plasticizers, you have all kinds of solvents, you have all kinds of detergents and things that are used for washing that basically clean the material. And many of these are always developing because to stay up to date on technology, the detergents you're using and the processes you're using are continually evolving and adapting.
Ellinger says state and federal agencies may not keep up with contaminants that aren't fully understood or regulated yet. Meanwhile, Ezra Meyer with Clean Wisconsin has a fundamental question about Racine's request to deliver water to Foxconn. Because part of the property lies in the Mississippi River Basin, the diversion falls under Great Lakes Compact rules. Meyer says you need only look at Wisconsin state statutes to realize Racine's request does not meet compact guidelines. Water diverted to a straddling community must be used, quote, solely for public water supply purposes. Meyer says public water supply is defined as
a group of largely residential customers.
Meyer says although industrial, commercial, and other institutional customers are allowed in the service area mix,
there are no residential uses whatsoever in the zone that the water is to be diverted to. It's entirely industrial and commercial use, Foxconn and some spin-offs. That feels like a private use.
Such concerns could spill over at Wednesday evening's hearing as the Foxconn operation faces public scrutiny of its first environmental hurdle. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.